Hawkeye 10 will hold its cross-country meet tonight at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club here in Atlantic. Spectators are asked to enter along 22nd Street and park in the area of the driving range. The middle school races will start at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The varsity race is at 5, and everything should be finished up around 6:30. The girls' race, Lewis Central, Denison, and Shenandoah Essex are expected to compete for the team title. Individually, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is the returning champion. Ellie Mendlick of Denison and Kai Madsen of Lewis Central should also be in the mix out front. Atlantic will be searching to crack the top 5 in the team race with the potential for 4 runners in the top 20. On the boys' side, Harlan comes in as a pretty large team favorite with lots of teams battling for second. Lewis Central, Atlantic, Kemper Catholic, Glenwood, and Shenandoah Essex could all compete for the second place in the team competition. Individually, Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central and Cooper McDermott of Creston are expected to battle for the title. O'Brien outdueled McDermott in the Atlantic home meet last week. Chandler Hagan of Kemper Catholic and Michael Soranko of Harlan also are top contenders. Atlantic's lead runners, Ryan Hawkins and Phoenix Shadden, will both be shooting for top 10 finishes, hoping to get the Trojans to a second place team finish. Again, all that action starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Well, the top 2 teams in the American League this season will square off in the AL Championship Series. The Toronto Blue Jays have advanced by becoming the 3rd team in Major League history to win a best-of-5 playoff round after dropping the first 2 games at home. And the Kansas City Royals are in, following their second straight comeback victory against the Astros. Jose Bautista smashed a tie-breaking homer, and the Blue Jays took advantage of a pair of Texas errors while scoring 4 runs in the 7th inning in a 6-3 win over the Rangers. Texas led 3-2 until errors by shortstop Elvis Andrews and first baseman Mitch Moreland put runners on first and second with nobody out. Andrews immediately made another error to load the bases before Josh Donaldson hit into a fielder's choice that scored the tying run. Bautista then followed with a 3-run homer, a 442-foot blast over the center field fence. The Jays' rally came just a half inning after a bizarre play that allowed the Rangers to take the lead. With Roofned Odor at third and 2 out, Toronto catcher Russell Martin's simple return throw back to the pitcher accidentally hit batter Shin-Soo Choo's bat and ricocheted away. That's a live ball, and Odor scored, and Martin was charged with an error on the play. That call set off a virulent response by the pro-Toronto crowd at Rogers Center. Play was delayed for 18 minutes as fans threw cans and other objects onto the field. Toronto manager John Gibbons argued the call before letting umpires know his team would play the game under protest. Aaron Sanchez picked up the win after Jays starter Marcus Stroman gave up 2 runs and 6 hits over 6 innings. Stroman served up Chu's solo homer in the top of the 3rd. Roberto Osuna struck out 4 to pick up a 5-out save in that game. Cole Hamels took the loss, charged with 5 runs, 2 earned, and just 4 hits, fanning 8 over 6 and a third innings. Well, the Jays haven't played in a championship series since 1993 when they knocked off the White Sox before beating the Phillies to win their second straight World Series title. Also, the Royals are back in the ALCS for the second straight year after a 7-2 win over Houston in Game 5 of their division series. Alex Rios supplied the tie-breaking 2-run double in the 5th inning. Kendry Morales added a 3-run homer, and Johnny Cueto was outstanding over his 8 innings on the mound. Kansas City trailed 2-1 in the 5th until Rios hit a 2-run double off of reliever Mike Fiers. Rios came around to score on Ben Zobrist's sacrifice fly. Morales capped the scoring with a blast off of Dallas Keuchel in the 8th inning, allowing Royals fans to breathe a bit easier. Cueto held the Astros to 2 hits while striking out 8 over the first 8 innings. Cueto's only mistake was a 2-run homer to Luis Valbuena in the top of the 2nd. He retired all 16 batters he faced following the home run. Astros starter and loser Colin McHugh left the game with 2 runners on and a 2-1 lead in the 5th. McHugh was charged with 3 runs on 5 hits in 4-plus innings. Game 1 of the American League Championship Series will be Friday in Kansas City. Well, in college football news, the Iowa offense remains confident heading into Saturday's showdown at 20th-ranked Northwestern, despite injuries that have forced a reshuffling along the offensive line. Cole Crosston is expected to start his 3rd game at left tackle for the injured Boone Myers, and freshman James Daniels was moved to right tackle after Ike Butker was injured in the Hawkeyes' victory over Illinois.
They work hard, and they're guys that have since the beginning, and young guys. It's great to see them step up and everything, and they're all solid. Unit, and Brian Ferentz does an awesome job coaching them, and you can see it in practice, and they've all shown that they're able to produce for us. So again, it wasn't a big thing, whoever was in what position, whoever got mixed around, it doesn't take away the confidence from our offense.
That's senior running back Jordan Canzeri, who had 256 yards in the win over Illinois. He says the Hawkeyes are focused on what it will take to get a win at Northwestern.
We've put in a lot of work to get to the success and have what we've achieved so far, but it's not enough, and we're definitely not taking our foot off the gas. We're going to work hard in practice and make sure that we fix the things that we let slide in the previous game and make sure that we come out a better team ready to face the next opponent.
Hawkeyes are 6-0, and they take on a Northwestern team that is now 5-1 on the season. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on KJAN. It's an early start, 9 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock is kickoff from Evanston, Illinois. Minnesota Vikings star Adrian Peterson offered encouragement to Jamal Charles on Wednesday, 3 days after his Chiefs counterpart sustained a torn ACL in his right knee against Chicago. It was Charles who, after tearing his left ACL 4 years ago, reached out to Peterson later in the season. Minnesota's running back had just torn the same ligament in his knee that December. Both players returned from their injuries the following season. Peterson said he can't imagine having to go through the painful hours of rehabilitation for a second torn ACL, which Charles is facing, but he also said that his fellow Texan has the God-given ability to come back from such a devastating injury. The Chiefs will visit the Vikings on Sunday. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was a limited participant in Wednesday's practice for the first time since spraining the medial collateral ligament in his left knee during a win over the Rams at St. Louis last month. Roethlisberger took part in non-contact 7-on-7 passing drills and appears to be on course to beat the original timetable of missing 6 weeks. However, he's not expected to play in Sunday's game against the visiting Arizona Cardinals. New England Patriots left tackle Nate Solder has been placed on season-ending injured reserve 3 days after he left the game against the Dallas Cowboys with an arm injury. Solder was hurt on Sunday after a play late in the second quarter in which Cowboys defensive tackle Tyrone Crawford went by him for one of 5 sacks of Tom Brady. Solder was responsible for protecting quarterback Brady's blind side. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was making intermediate and long throws in practice as he tries to rebound from an injured shoulder. He's missed the last 2 games. The Colts will play undefeated New England on Sunday night. The Denver Broncos bolstered their tight end core by signing 5-year veteran Richard Gordon and waiving rookie Mitchell Henry. This is the third AFC West team for Gordon, a 28-year-old who's played in 34 NFL games since being drafted by the Raiders in 2011 out of the University of Miami. Oakland Raiders coach Jack Del Rio says the MRI on defensive end Justin Tuck's shoulder is not good, but he did not release any other details. Tuck hurt the shoulder in the fourth quarter of Oakland's 16-10 loss to Denver on Sunday. And in basketball news, Maryland's Mello Trimble has been chosen as the Big Ten preseason player of the year heading into the 2015-16 men's basketball season, as voted on by a panel of conference media. The media also selected a 10-member preseason All-Big Ten team with 7 conference squads represented. Trimble was also a unanimous pick to the All-Big Ten team, along with Michigan State's Denzel Valentine, Purdue's A.J. Hammonds, and Wisconsin's Nigel Hayes. Indiana's James Blackman Jr. and Yogi Ferrell, Iowa's Jared Utoff, Maryland's Jake Lehman, and Michigan's Karis LeVert, along with Wisconsin's Bronson Koenig, also earned preseason All-Big Ten plaudits this year. For Utoff, the incoming senior, he will be a preseason All-Big Ten selection this year for the Hawkeyes and expected to lead the team as well. That is Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.